everyone, welcome back to my page called Mold Yourself to Serial Buds Interview. And here Namita, I make some short brief on topic called how group work with psychiatric setting. Like we know, group work is an important component in the treatment and care of mentally ill people. So it is being increasingly used in mental health setting in India as well as in abroad. And the incidence of mental illness is high in India as compared. So a trend in the care of mentally ill, which is kind of influencing the practice of group work, is de-increasing numbers of mentally ill people which were being taken care in the families and in their homes rather than being confined to the hospital. So I just prepared some short brief, which just give characteristics like how the seriously mental ill people were suffer. So many suffer from multiple problems, and mental illness with substance abuse or alcoholism serve mental illness limits the ability to cope, and they also cope with the stress and the function adequately in the stressful situation. Also, they are unable to perform daily tasks, so their behavior is unpredictable, leading to difficulties to the family members also. So when we see the incidence of homeless and destitution is high, then that and many of them have been exposed to drugs or alcohol exhibit, and also they just get aggressive and we can call it rebellious in their behavior, so which makes them managing with a big challenge to the social workers and also with other professionals like with doctors or psychologists. So there were many socialists substance abuse counselors. So they quoted many things according to looking people's psychiatric behavior. So there were many things or many principles were quoted by them. Like according to Rostov, he quoted in 1990 that social life, including forming satisfying and social relations, the establishing an awareness of others, learning and relearning social skills. So to the offer of ego support and develop ego strength, as well as in a broadcasting or in broadening interest, the scope of activities, buildings and self-confidence, including the self-esteem or self-worth, achieving their tangible things, which is acceptance. So while coming to the test and the see cause and effect relationship, they increase the responsibility, develop and good judgment. So the self-control and handle group living problems to influence just one another in positive way, and also to develop better morale to challenge group hostility. So when we just look to feel or exert some control over one's future, then they just adjust to a new mode of living and interrupt the deterioration process, which is in contract with the regression of the institutional living. And also at last they prepare a test for discharge and return to the community life. Afterward, they promote of insights, they develop the proper perspective on problems and feelings, and afterward they just release and drain off the tensions to accept one's illness and prepare for the use of the other individuals and other therapists more positively. So I think these are things which were just quoted by the Mr. Rostov in 1990. I hope after just listening this episode, you must understand how psychiatric setting helps in a group work to manage with mental ill people and with alcoholism people. So thank you. Stay safe.